This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the first post-expiration day wound down after the expiration of a COVID-era order that had allowed the swift expulsion of migrants, border crossings appeared active but calm. El Paso, Texas, Mayor Oscar Leeser said that they did see a spike of about 1,800 migrants on Thursday after Title 42 actually expired.
We've not seen any additional big numbers come in through the El Paso sector into the El Paso area. We'll continue to make sure that everybody's treated with respect, and we'll continue to make sure that our asylum seekers and also the city of El Paso continues to be our priorities.
Several last-minute court actions added to questions about how U.S. President Joe Biden's reworked border policies will play out, with advocates filing a legal challenge to the new asylum regulations as it took effect. The United States military is bolstering its defense posture in the Persian Gulf. As VOA Steve Herman reports, this is in response to Iran's increased interference with the navigational rights of internationally flagged merchant vessels, many of them carrying oil.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it is a core strategic principle of the United States not to allow foreign powers to jeopardize the freedom of navigation through critical waterways.
The United States does not seek conflict or escalation with Iran. We are committed to responding to Iranian aggression together with our global allies and partners in the Middle East region to ensure the freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and other vital waterways.
Kirby announced that starting Friday, the Pentagon is bolstering the U.S. defensive posture in the Arabian Gulf.
That's VOA Steve Herman. This is VOA News. The recently formed Atrocities Crimes Advisory Group, or ACA, which includes the United States, met this week to discuss war crimes and crimes against humanity charges against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine.
Russia's war against Ukraine has affected countries around the world, Ukraine's Prosecutor General Andriy Kostin told VOA.
The world should understand that this is a global war, and creating a special tribunal is not only to punish the crime of aggression against Ukraine, but also to create a mechanism to deter any future aggression.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a rare trip outside the country earlier this month, sought support at The Hague for a special court to try suspected Russian war crimes. Miroslava Gungadze, VOA News, Warsaw, Poland.
President Tayyip Erdogan will put his two-decade rule on the line on May 14th when he faces the opposition leader in Turkey's landmark elections. Reuters' Edward Barron tells us the challenger currently has an edge.
European Union and NATO members will also be watching the election closely. Relations between Erdogan and the EU have become strained in recent years, and leading members of NATO have expressed alarm at Erdogan's close relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin, concerned that Turkey is being used to circumvent sanctions on Moscow over its war in Ukraine. In a Reuters interview on Friday, Kılıçdaroğlu accused Russia of interference in the election, claiming his party has concrete evidence of Russia's responsibility for the release of deep fake online content. The Kremlin said on Friday that allegations Russia had meddled in the upcoming Turkish presidential election were false.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron. The group of seven's top financial leaders say they are united in support for Ukraine and determination to enforce sanctions against Russia for its aggression. Finance ministers and central bank chiefs ended 3 days of talks in Japan with a pledge to bring inflation under control while aiding those suffering the most from surging prices. Authorities in Bangladesh and Myanmar prepared to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people, warning them to stay away from coastal areas as a severe cyclone churned in the Bay of Bengal. Cyclone Mocha is expected to hit land on Sunday with wind speeds of up to 160 kilometers per hour. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.